Pierce Sisters, Crystal Springs, St. Helena, California, February 13, 1901. Dear Sisters Pierce, I have not forgotten you. I am glad that you gave me that little satchel, for it reminds me of you. I keep it at the head of my bed to keep special letters in which I want to be sure and remember to answer. My health has not been good since I have been on the Pacific coast, but I do not charge this to the climate. Since coming here, my work has been constant. The many calls made upon me, which I have been loath to refuse, have kept me so busy that I have had no time to rest. I have been very sick for 4 weeks, but I laid down my pen only 2 days. My heart is drawn out to you. I hope and pray that you may be strengthened and that your influence will be blessed in Maitland. Your danger will be in doing more than you should do. If you will be careful and look to the Lord, the great physician, he will hear your prayers because he has promised to do this. You can go to him in faith. Just trust in him to do for you that which he alone can do. The Lord has not forgotten your labors of love in Ballarat when the church was very few in number, and you stood as faithful sentinels at your post of duty. The Lord gave you special help to meet the assaults of the enemy, and you held the fort faithfully. God will not leave you, no, indeed. He loves you, and he wants you to commit the keeping of your souls to him. Be of good courage in the Lord. Do not take too much work upon yourselves. We do not want your lives to be shortened. You can be a blessing to many in Maitland if you will preserve your health. I feel very thankful to the Lord that he has helped me to do his work here in California. He has given me a message to bear to the people, and I have seen his salvation. Would that everyone could rightly estimate the precious gift our Heavenly Father has made to our world. The disciples felt that they could not express the love of Christ. They could only say, "Herein is love." 1 John 4, verse 10. The entire universe gives expression to this love and to God's unbounded benevolence. God might have sent his Son into the world to condemn the world, but amazing grace! Christ came to save, not to destroy. The apostles never touched this theme without their hearts glowing with the inspiration of the matchless love of the Savior. The Apostle John cannot find words to express his feelings. He exclaims, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not." 1 John 3, verse 1. How much the Father loved us, we can never compute. There is no standard with which to compare it. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. I am so thankful for this gift. Shall I complain when God has done so much for me? Never, never. Oh, let me only hang my helpless soul on Jesus as my surety, my sin-pardoning Savior. Let us seek to encourage one another to love and obey God. In every act that we perform to seek to win souls to Christ, we are cooperating with heavenly agencies. Then let us not think the smaller ministries are of no account. It is the motive that determines the value of the action. By their fruits ye shall know them. Matthew 7, verse 20. Faithfulness in doing what we can under all circumstances is holiness to the Lord. The Lord will put a word into the mouth of the meek and lowly in heart. The work that results from the cooperation of divine and human forces is the power of Christianity. Giving that which Christ supplies, imparting his light and grace, This is the work that will comfort those who are longing for sympathy. May the Lord comfort your hearts, so that you shall not become discouraged. The angels of God will minister to you, my sisters in the faith. In love.